Proclamation number 6171 of 21st of January, 1955. Spiritual Fair. Perpetrators, not just hearers of the word. You are offered spiritual food which can never be compensated by earthly food, for what comes from earth only serves earth again or the lord of the earthly world, but what comes from above also leads upwards. It comes from the spiritual kingdom and shall help you to enter this kingdom as well when you leave the earthly body. Your soul shall be nourished through this spiritual food. Not that which perishes benefits from it, but only that which is imperishable but which nevertheless requires nourishment in order to mature, because it is in an imperfect state but which it can change if it is helped to do so. And this help is the spiritual food which is offered to the soul. This help is my word, the bread of heaven, the right food for the soul which desires to ascend. You will not find such food on earth, for even that which is offered to you by your fellow human beings as food from heaven will only become such when I bless it for you. Thus the blessing must come to you from above, only then will you receive the right food which is nourishment for your soul. I must bless it for you. I must let my strength flow into the word you receive, be it directly or also through servants on earth who want to work for me. And only my blessing guarantees you the right food from which you can draw all strength and which therefore helps you to ascend, which helps you to become able to create and work in the kingdom of light according to my will. But how do I bless you with this word of mine? By letting the strength of my word have an effect on you. By receiving it with ear and heart, and the heart now feeling touched by it, by my word now stimulating you again into deeds of love. By my word now moving you deeply and your will now becoming active to serve me and your neighbor with all devotion. Then you withdraw the power from my word and it has already become effective in and on you. Then you will not only be listeners but also doers of my word. Then your soul will take the path of ascent. It will increase in light and strength. It will become wise, recognize everything and fully consciously strive towards its aim. For it recognizes me as the only aim worth striving for and wants to unite with me forever. But it can never attain this realization, the strong will to ascend, if it is not already offered spiritual food, if it is still weak and unable to decide what it should and should not do, then I myself will give it food and drink. I will give you what you need for your soul in order to first give it so much strength that it alone will be able to ascend. For its will has to become active, it is to work on itself, it is to be strengthened again and again for this work of the soul, otherwise it would be too weak to achieve only a small transformation within itself. Just as the human being takes care of his body, so do I take care of his soul, and it will never need to live in want if only the human will accepts what I offer. For as soon as it resists, the soul will remain powerless and imperfect, and it can never enter the kingdom whose gift it does not want to accept. It must be fed and watered by me if it wants to live. And therefore it must listen to my word, which is blessed with my strength and which assures the soul an eternal life in light and bliss. Amen.